West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, visitors to Carroll County generated $167.2 million in direct domestic traveler expenditures in 2023. That's an increase of 3.4% over 2022, according to the Carrollton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. According to newly released data made available by the Georgia Department of Economic Development, visitors to Carroll County and its cities were also responsible for $12.3 million in state and local tax revenues in 2023. Each household in Carroll County would need to be taxed an additional $286 per year to replace taxes generated by tourism activity. The tourism industry supported almost 1,500 jobs in the county in 2023. Well, both Carrollton City and Carrollton Police this week announcing plans for new grants they have received. The City of Carrollton receiving $759,000 from the Appalachian Regional Commission for a stormwater and streetscape project that will be used for construction of approximately 600 linear feet of 60-inch storm sewer, rerouting and installing new piping to replace the aged pipes along Johnson Avenue and West Ward Street. The work also includes improvements to the Johnson Avenue streetscape to create a pedestrian connection to historic downtown with accessible pedestrian crossings, 5,000 square feet of continuous sidewalks, public art, street lighting, street trees, and signage. Meanwhile, the Carrollton Police Department says they will use a $54,000 high visibility enforcement grant from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to target specific traffic safety issues and change unlawful and dangerous driving behaviors that contribute to most of the fatal and serious injury traffic crashes on our roads. Southwire's Project Gift volunteers say the community had donated more than 7 full tractor trailers of needed supplies by Thursday night that will be delivered to communities recovering from the destruction of Hurricane Helene. Southwire's Director of Giving Back, Christian Whittington.
Thank you once again to everybody that came and made this happen, and we can't wait to put it in the hands of the people that need it the most.
Whittington says those donated items will be delivered on Friday. And Saturday is the day to properly dispose of those electronic items you have stored in your garage as Keep Carroll Beautiful hosts its annual fall e-recycling event from 9 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the Southwire corporate parking lot in Carrollton.
We try not to take too many batteries at this event. You can take all of your regular batteries to Staples, and you can take all your tool batteries to Home Depot and Lowe's. So we try not to collect these, not to incur any extra cost. And we're not collecting bulbs at this event. No appliances at this event. You can take most of your appliances to the convenience center nearby on Noonan Road. It's a good Saturday to clean up, and we will take all of your electronics and all the cables and accessories.
Martina Griffin is Executive Director of KCB. I'm Colin Worthington.